Underland. In this time of increasing degradation of the environment and its lives, when common narratives lead to destruction and domination, it is easy to feel debilitated by a sense of doom. We are interested in reflecting on apocalypse in the original Greek meaning. Here, apocalypse means revelation and an unveiling or unfolding of things not previously known and which could not be known apart from the unveiling. Part of our time together will be holding space for hopes and fears during the unfolding of now, taking inspiration from Robert McFarlane's book titled Underland. We're interested in the personal as well as the societal element of that which is under.
While the atelier of the Fabricator is an attic, we will treat it like our root cellar in the sky, a place to gather and collect nutrients for the times ahead. We will create a research environment which considers disappearing and reappearing women, regenerative practices, immunity building, apocalyptic thought, poetics and somatics, care, seances, transitioning, ethics, abundance versus scarcity mindset, and the portal possibilities of times of the day and of the year. Through our tending, composting, and gathering of research, we will create a space to invite others into and with which to record a podcast at twilight. Taking the podcast to be the modern equivalent of the pirate radio show, we wish to record a show, a story, a science fiction, and a visualization of alternative possibilities now and for the future.
We are interested in the figure of the vanishing woman as an archetype for possibility, a figure that slips in and out of both our vision and comprehension. In 1842, the polymath Mary Somerville bloomed the first anthotypes using just flower petals and sunlight. Unable to publish under her own name, her invention was credited to and her discoveries eclipsed by her male colleagues. The vanishing woman alone is able to pass through the portal to see another world upon which we can only speculate. In the first recorded instance of the vanishing woman stage act in 1886, the assistant Mademoiselle Patrice stated she wished to be sent to Arcadia, an idyll of harmony with nature. If the glamorous assistant could speak, what lessons could she tell us from the other side? What news from beyond the veil?
Currently, in unison, as a society, we perform rituals of distance in order to practice very necessary care for each other. Yet some of our longest partners, cooperators, are here, even if out of sight. They can be thought of bodily or internally, as well as in relation to societal ecosystems.
In regenerative agriculture, the aim, rather than to simply manure the plants, is to feed the soil life, to create a thriving and diverse foundation for fruits and other delights to grow and ripen. With the collected experiences and diverse materials such as sound, drawing, and collage, we will generate a microbiome. The portal acts as a meeting point, as well as the relationship between the material and the hosts. Permanent and visiting, as a collective, the holobiont. With this in mind, our root cellar in the sky will reflect on cohabitation and interdependencies which influence our collective immunities and calls for a culture of care.
Underland is a research collective composed of artists and thinkers Rosie Benn, Helen Emily Davey, and Elizabeth Ward. We meet through a shared interest in where ecological and artistic practices intertwine, with contributions from and great thanks to Leonora Hackles, Golnaz Bashiri, Monica C. Legascio, Julia Mulner, and Christopher Bond.